Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Did you ever have the experience that you didn't notice something until you became personally interested in it for some reason, and then it cropped up almost everywhere? Probably the most recent non-intellectual experience I had that fell in that realm is when I got my new car, or rather my new old car. It's a 2001 Toyota Avalon, a geezer-mobile. Not only that, it's in a color Tom and Ray on Car Talk on NPR describe as old lady beige. And one of the things I discovered after I got this car is the number of vehicles out there that are old lady beige. There are so many old lady beige cars out there that I got moose plates so I could at least narrow the population of parking lots. Now you might ask, well, you moron, why don't you just listen for the beep when you hit the remote to unlock the door? Well, that worked in my old car. It used to just about scream with glee when she knew I was coming back. But this car is much more reserved and gives out this little anemic beep that if you don't happen to be standing right in front of her, you don't hear it. And so now when I return to a parking lot and I look out over that sea of old lady beige cars and I start down those aisles, I keep my eyes low and I watch for my license plate. On a more intellectual level, over the years I've become increasingly enamored of an ecological view. A view that looks at the way whole systems work. And not just circulatory systems or digestive systems or hormonal systems, but whole bodies inside of whole bodies inside of whole bodies inside of whole bodies, blah, 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 you get the picture. And what's interesting to me is how many more researchers are now taking that view. I've done podcasts before and written commentaries before about how scientists are increasingly interested in looking at the human body, the microbial population, as an ecosystem, and how things as diverse as mother's milk and vaccines can affect that population, for good or for ill. And just recently I read about a whole new study, The Ecology of Closed Buildings. And one of the things that tickled me about this research was a study done in hospitals. And this was the primary target, because what you catch in a hospital is increasingly more likely to kill you than what you went in there with. Ironically, this was something that Florence Nightingale was concerned about, particularly with tuberculosis patients. Her belief was it would be a lot better for those patients if someone would open the windows than keeping them all cooped up inside, breathing the same air over and over again. So what tickled me about this new study was that they decided to give old Florence a test. They tested the supposedly super clean climate control air inside of a hospital, and they opened the windows and tested that same area with access to fresh air. And wouldn't you know, old Flo was right. In these and other ways, the idea of wholeness, the idea of integration, the idea of getting the big picture, the idea of seeing the world that's within the world, that's within the world, that's within the world, and realizing that we're part of all of this, and that our animals and every living being is part of this, is rather amazing. And so whether we're talking about old geezers and geezer mobiles, or old geezers like Florence Nightingale and some of the old so-called wives' tales and things our grandmothers said that we found it so easy to poo-poo when we had the pill for this and the pill for that, It's nice to know that there are those who are broad-minded enough to look at some of these old ideas and instead of dismissing them out of hand, to look at them in a new way. It's in such a way often that progress is made, by looking to the past.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.